events across the other side of the world in Africa's Africa have been blasted into our eye holes by the media's television gun this week. Sierra Leone, it appears, has descended into a pit of hate, where not even the little Naminos are safe from their tanks and their guns and their bombs. Now it seems that British troops are getting caught up in this mess of carnage, killing. When will it end? Will Fode Sanko, leader of the rebel anti-government forces, back down and bring his troops to bear? Who knows? Well, I'll tell you who knows. It's our regular weekly wandering news minstrel, who is Andy. Hello.
Hello.
Now, you're here to explain to us the intensely complex socio-political issues that are racking this country.
Yes, I'm here to do just that.
And I understand you're going to explain these issues in the minutest of detail, but also in layman's terms, so that the whole is broken down into a group of easily digested segments that can be understood at a glance.
That's correct, I will be doing that.
And finally, you're going to do this for us through the medium of song.
That's right. In fact, I shall be basing my news explanation song on that of an ancient African tribal chant.
Really?
Yes, and I shall also be using the original African instruments such as the pipe, the drum, and the synthesizer.
Are you sure that last one is ancient and African?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Alright. What's the song called?
My song is called Living on a Prayer.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Kel Surprise. Off you go then.
I was working as a rebel in Sierra Leone when I met you. Everybody join in. John is the words.
I picked you up and put you against a wall. Then shot you through
the head!
The UN came, including British forces, and then some stuff happened. Then it stopped, and there's the drums.
Serio.
Right, now, far be it from me to criticise.
No, please, go ahead. No, all constructive criticism, welcome.
Right, okay, well, yeah. Point one. You seem to have confused traditional African folk songs with the Human League.
Right, I didn't confuse them. I just got it wrong.
Right, point two.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the traditional African synthesizer
you've
got there is absolutely genuine.
Again.
To the country and the time.
Again, totally wrong of me.
Right, and then you seem in the middle to have segued into a work by Sergio Leone.
Ah, you spotted it.
I did spot it.
You spotted
film,
that then.
The film score composer of such films as A Few Dollars More, The Good, the Bad and the Ugly, and A Fistful of Dollars.
Of course.
Now, I can see your thinking.
Can you? Because I can't.
In that, Sergio Leone, you see, sounds a bit, not much, mind, but a bit,
yes,
like Sierra Leone.
Ah, that's what I must have been thinking
but
of.
But apart from that, your news explanation song, once again, was the lamest heap of bull's pizzle I've ever heard.
Right. I'll take that, then, as a compliment.
Thought you might. Andy there, the wandering news song minstrel. We should end his misery through torture and death.